Hello and welcome back to another episode. I was a bit enthusiastic actually. Let's start again.
Yeah, you're quite aggressive into that.
Yeah.
A bit scared there.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Reverse Forecast podcast with me and Harry. This is episode 22. We are
Good man.
still currently only at 110 followers, but we're fighting on.
No, I think we're a bit more actually. I think we've bumped up a bit.
Yeah, 111.
113, I think, mate.
But this weekend is a pretty good weekend of racing, do you think?
I'm quite excited for it because we've had last weekend, which was not great at all. It was
Dire.
you could call it that. And this week's been a lot of abandonment of racing due to flooding and frost, and or even last week with Nace, we had the fog. And then you got one race off, which actually is running today, so I'm quite excited for that. Got the Lawlers of Nace today. But yeah, I'm really excited for this weekend. It should be a good weekend of racing. How are you feeling about
Yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, who the hell is going to win, Firefox or L'Atlantique? I have no idea. But we'll get to, I mean, I think we'll get a great race. And I think whoever wins this will definitely be favourite for the Bannermore by the end of the day. So maybe it's worth
it?
backing both now, is what I've thought about. Back both of them for the Ballymore now. Could be.
I did because you could it depends because if it's like a if it's a like quite level finish that like one wins by a neck or something then you would get quite a good value on both of them so
Yeah. Not sure. Yeah, I don't know what their prices would become after that. If they but won by a neck, I don't know what kind of price they'd be for it. They'd kind of be.
roughly be a bit short but roughly stay the same
Yeah,
I think.
something like that. Anyway, it's really not that long away. I can feel it in my veins that we're near the Cheltenham Fair.
I think this is actually we're getting close to doing this for 1 year now.
Oh,
We
wait.
started January, didn't we, for the trials meeting last year?
Yeah, I think we did. That is
Start,
mental.
yeah. Doesn't
We've
feel
gained
like
110 followers in a year.
it. Progression, that is.
Oh God. Next year is gonna be better. It's fine. Next year we're gonna have thousands and
Yeah,
thousands
think positively about it, mate.
wading through them. Right. Should we get into this weekend?
Yeah. The first race of the weekend we're going to look at is the 149 at Warwick, the 3 mile Potemps Network handicap hurdle. Heading the market, we have Kintara at 11 to 4, Melrose at 11 to 4 as well, Martha Bray at 6 to 1, Shallow River at 10 to 1, Derdwin at 10 to 1, and 12 to 1, bar the rest.
Well
I think we've
done. You got the names right.
It's the first time, but I think we both fancy a similar horse in this race.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the Potemps final winner in this one, of Third Wind, who was, ran a great race. It's a long time ago now. Well, I say a long time ago, but it was 2022. He hasn't run since. Coming in here off 12 stone, 10-year-old now, but. A great horse. And we've got Kintara heading the market 11 to 4. Quite an unexposed type, I'd say, for this type of division. Won its last two on the bounce. Looks smart. But for me and you, I believe, Mel Monroe, I think, looked a great bet in this. I think at 11 to 4 is a good price. I think being a 6-year-old unexposed is. Really good. I mean, coming second to Crook Park, we'll see what Crook Park does today. But I think that will prove to be really good form. 2 lengths behind Encante Bruno when he was so impressive at Cheltenham. And 8.5 lengths behind Jotaro, who then went out and won, beating Risk Bell next time out. And I think that form is really strong. And the more I look at this race, I mean, the Potemps races are seriously hard to bet on because some horses are trying to finish fifth to then obviously qualify for the Potemps and not ruin their handicap marks. So you never really know in a Potemps race who's going out to win the race, which is a frustration you have a lot when backing Potemps races. But I mean, you look at this, I think Mel Monroe wins. You got anything else to add?
I would definitely say that he's probably come over to win. I don't think Gordon would bring one over to finish in the places. I think they'll definitely want a win with that. And I think he's carrying a nice weight, 11.5, good racing weight. Obviously, best form in the race. And I think he'll take all the beating. So, yeah, Melrose. Mel Monroe. Is it Mel Monroe? Yeah, Mel Monroe for the both of us.
The next race we're going to look at is the 2:24 from Warwick. This is a 3 mile Grade 2 novice chase. The market's headed by Apple Away at 2-1, Grey Dawning 9-4, Broadway Boy 5-2, and Changing Man and Carbon King making up the numbers. I mean, what a race. Really love this race.
Tricky race this is.
Apple Away, very smart mare. Grey Dawning won last time out. It didn't, but it should have. It basically did, in my eyes anyway.
Yeah,
Broadway Boy's been so impressive this season. And the prices show you 2-1, 9-4, 5-2. Who would you go with, Harry?
I would be with Grey Dawn in here. I mean, yes, you could be on anyone, and it would be a valid bet. Broadway Boy obviously has won at Cheltenham twice now this season. No, yeah, twice now this season. He's proven to be a very nice horse for the Twist and Davies. Apple Away got beaten by Grey Dawning on its chase debut, but then duly obliged next time out quite easily in a three-runner race, which didn't look like a very good race, to be honest. I'm definitely here with Grey Dawning. I think, as you said last time out, very much should have won. I think I'm not sh the one doubt I would have on it is the step back up to 3 miles, but obviously stays 3 miles and. I would say 9-4 Grey Dawning would be the one for me.
I agree. I think if I was having a bet in here, I would be on Grey Dawning as well. There you go. Grey Dawning.
Moving on now, we have the 3 o'clock at Warwick, the 3 mile 5 classic handicap chase. The class one head in the market, we have Melina Gale at 5-1, Glute Pan Colange at 7-1, Fontaine Colange at 9-1, with Gallia de la Terre at 9-1, 10-1. Beauport and 11-1 bar the rest. What are your thoughts, Finn?
I mean, I have such a soft spot for Melina's Girl, especially, well, Melina Girl, not Melina's Girl, especially after her Cheltenham run. I mean, I think last time when she fell was so disappointing. She was right there on the snaff, looked to have absolutely every chance of winning that race. Due to Pancolange, I mean, seems to be always prominent in the market, consistent type, runs its race. I'm not sure it's quite as classy as Melina Girl. Just for her personal, I think she just has that slight edge and more class about her, which is probably why there's a £10 difference in the ratings. And then past this is Beauport. I mean, I'm probably going to jinx it, but I say this every time Beauport runs. I mean, Beauport's good horse, second at Sandown all this. But every time he runs, he's always prominent in the market, always favourite, second favourite, or something. You said that he's at 10-1 on William Hill. I'm Betfair, I've got a 6-1 third favourite.
Yeah, he's at 10s, I think.
Yes, 6-1 on Betfair, and I can't see him winning. I think he's too slow. I mean, again, it's a really long trip, but I think he's too slow. And then bar this, some good horses in here that are worth their chance. Galiza let oh I got the word wrong. Blah, blah, blah. I got the name wrong. Gallia de Lito, sorry. It's a classy horse, second last time out. Holds every chance in this race. City Chief, disappointing. Everyone always expects more of him, and he never really comes up to the fore of what he promises. So I think I always am landing back on Melina's Girl. I mean, 12 stone is a lot of weight, taking £5 off with a claimer. I think if the ground is good to soft, I think she'll be bang there, and she'll take a bit of beating, I think. What do you think?
I wouldn't have a bet in this race as I'm not a big fan of these long, big field handicaps. But if I had to, I would go with Melina Gale. I think probably would have won at Cheltenham last time when got brought down. Back here, I like when Gavin Cromwell brings one over to England, and at 5-1, that would be my choice.
There you go. The next race we're going to look at is the 130 3 mile handicap chase from Kempton. This market is headed by Shanty Classico at 11-5. This is on Betfair prices. 5-2, Phlegmatic, Latitude 4-1, Gustavia 6-1, 7-1 bar. I mean, I think we both really, really fancy Chanti Classico, don't we, Harry?
Yeah, we do, especially with the eye-catching jockey book in there.
Anything Cobden's on, I'm on it. Do you know what I mean? I just like, I genuinely think he adds 10 pounds to the horse. He is irreplaceable on board.
So I'm here with Shanty Clasco at 11 to 4. He's a very progressive horse as he goes up in the weights. If you look back at his record, it's dotted with ones around there. Obviously, raced at the Cheltenham first one, pulled up, then had wind surgery and came out at Chepstow and won very nice against Pullaghaine Green and Inchhouse. Inchhouse has come out subsequently and won and then come second at Cheltenham. And then he won a handicap at Ascot by a head, was carrying a lot of weight there compared to the rest. But this doesn't look like a very strong race, in my opinion. And I think 11 to 4 is a lovely price. And we got the big man Cobden on board.
Yeah, last time I felt like he was going to get beaten a lot of the way, and he just kept pulling out more and kept winning, which is something I really like. And definitely something Cobden will get out of him, especially at Kempton as well, where he's even better than usual. Kempton and Cheltenham, Cobden, irreplaceable. There you go. Shanty Classico for both of us.
Moving on now, we have the 207 at Kempton, the 2 mile 4 Coral Sivilianco Conti Chase. I hope I've got that right. I probably haven't. Grade two. It's grade two event head in the market. We have Banbridge at 5 to 2, Edward Stone at 11 to 4, Picdori also 11 to 4, Not Long Till May at 11 to 2, and Janadil at 14 to 1. Interesting races for him.
It's funny, I always forget that you're a newbie into this sport. Sivilianco Conti was a proper grade one winning history books type of horse before you were slightly into it. When I was like 10, probably. And I think this is a very strong renewal of the race. I mean, Banbridge, I want to be absolutely all over him. I think I just want to put the kitchen sink on him. But it's just, he hasn't run since April 23, and Edward Stone is up to 2.5 miles. And the more I go over this race, I keep trying to vouch for myself to be able to have a bet on Banbridge, and I keep coming up short. So I think I'll probably leave this race when it comes to it, but my selection would be Banbridge. What about you?
Yeah, I think also I'd leave this race as you don't really know what Edward Stone's going to be like up in trip to 2 mile 4, and Picdori always runs a good race at Kempton, it seems. I mean, still, like, Janadil's not a mug of a horse, and he's at 14 to 1. It's quite an interesting race, but if you force me to pick one, I'd be with Banbridge, but no bet for me in the race.
There you go.
The Lawless of Nace is on right now, by the way. Becky Watson,
Lecky
mate.
Watson. David Jennings tipped it. Red and Tommy wrong. Oh my Jesus.
Early
Oh my God.
Atlantic
Come on,
Shore.
Lecky Watson. That would be so funny. Red and Tommy wrong's gonna win. Oh my God.
What
Wait,
about
get some
Nick?
sound on.
As the stable companions come up the hill, 200 yards to go, racing on from Lecky Watson and then Firefox, it's in Atlantic and reading Tommy Wrong, who's not done
Oh.
with the outside. The 100
Oh.
yards to go, in Atlantic.
Oh.
Oh,
Oh.
he's going to ride the
He's
horse.
beaten. Oh
No,
my
reading Tommy
God.
Wrong.
Oh my God.
No way. We've just finished watching in Atlantic get beaten in the grade one. What did you think of that race?
Exciting race. I mean, Lecky Watson turning around the home bend. He's still hard held on the snaff.
Just
And then
what are they gonna do? I just don't know how they're gonna split them anymore. Like, how are they gonna split those horses?
they just have to keep running them against each other.
Those two in Ballyburn. I mean, what would you do?
Take Ballyburn to the Supreme, because I don't think
No,
Willie
wrong
Mullins.
answer.
No, I don't think Willie Mullins has got much to the Supreme at the minute, and he'll definitely want to win that race.
Yeah. I mean, Reid and Tommy Wrong and Eel Atlantic are definitely going to be Ballymore, aren't they?
Yeah, bit disappointed from Firefox there, I have to say.
Yeah, so was I. It is just crazy, the novice hurdling market in Ireland now. First Willie Mullins, second Willie Mullins, third Willie Mullins.
pretty strong that.
It is just unreal how dominant he is.
I
Anyway,
did.
that was a very interesting race, and we'll go back to Kempton. But the next race we're going to look at is the 2 mile handicap hurdle. This is the 350 at Kempton. The market is headed by Rare Edition at 11 to 8. Get the plot alarm. Second in the market is Caithness at 11 to 4. A Recorb 9 to 2 and 17 to 2 bar. I have been waiting for Rare Edition to run for so long since his last run, and I think it's an absolute. Oh, it's a very quiet plot. I heard it slightly. Very quiet
I haven't
alarm.
played it yet, so I don't know what you're on.
Oh, well, I thought I heard a little alarm then. I mean, it's not quite working. Can't hear it. I
Lot
mean, I think Rare Edition is an absolute certainty. Stonewaller. Stonewaller.
of
I
that.
mean, 12 stone is obviously the only negative about the whole thing. I mean, Caithness has got some strong form in the book, came third last time out, but I think Rare Edition's a graded horse in a handicap. And I think last time, I mean, it wasn't quite teed up to win that race, I don't think. And he ran home like a rocket to finish third, which was very impressive. I mean, like you look both had to go back through his form. He beat Rubo by 7 lengths. I mean, that at Kempton, that is just like that's grade one form, isn't it? And like, you know, obviously Rubo's finished second to Constitution Hill in the grade one over the Christmas period. And I think Cobden on board. I mean, what more positives? Like, how many positives do you want? I think Rare Edition is my bet of the weekend by a long way. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm fully with you here. Rare Edition is just, I think, a quality horse. Obviously, the form behind Rubo is very, very good form because you've seen what Rubo's done now. And with Cobden on board, you can't go wrong. And 11 to 8 is a nice price, I think. So, yeah, definitely rare edition for me.
There you go, rare edition.
Moving on now, I have an anti-post fancy for Cheltenham, and it comes in the form of the Supreme. And we have Ballyburn at, I think, best price you can get is 11 to 2, looking around. Obviously, there's a lot to say about him. He's one of Willie Mullins's most shouted about horses. Got beaten by Firefox, but I don't think that form was very true to what he actually is. Because next time out, he came and absolutely hosed in over 2 mile 4. It's interesting because there is a debate on where he goes. I think Willie Mullins will take him to the Supreme as he doesn't have that much options in the Supreme, I don't think, as It's For Me seems to have gone out injured. Mirazua West blew out on his hurdle debut at Leopardstown. And I think 5 to 1, if he goes for the Supreme, I think he'll be a lot shorter on the day. So yeah, it'd be Ballyburn for me.
For me, I don't actually have any fancies this week. I think I'm going to take a week off. I'm not too sure. I mean, I think right now is the real period of change where horses and properly antipost bets are properly made and prices are getting seriously short. And I'm not too overly confident on anything currently. So I'm going to leave this one out. But there you go. This is the end of another episode of the Reverse Forecast podcast for me and Harry. It's been a eventful podcast. We've lost a few bets while we're doing this podcast. We've found you the bet of the weekend in Rare Edition, and I hope that you have a good weekend of betting, and I hope that you enjoy the racing as much as we
It's definitely a weekend to watch the racing. I think it's quite exciting racing.
do. I'm really, really excited for this one. Should be a good weekend, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.